The Grassland Road in Zhangbei County of Zhangjiakou, North China's Hebei Province, is a public road which connects several tourist attractions in the province. Now the local government has announced that an entrance fee will be charged on all vehicles. Is it reasonable to levy an admission fee on a public road? Guys, tell me more about this story first.
Yes, absolutely. I would love to. There's a very picturesque grassland road in Zhangbei County. You guys, I'm sure you can just imagine it, but it sparked controversy following a local government announcement that an admission fee will be collected on vehicles, according to the Beijing Youth Daily, who reported this. Zhangbei government said that the admission price will be 50 yuan starting from May 1st. And designated drivers will be entitled to discounts and free admission according to relevant preferential policies. But basically, this road has been dubbed China's Route 66. And if you've ever been in the U.S. and you've ridden on Route 66, it is also a very scenic road. You can see a lot of beautiful desert scenery and whatnot. So basically, is this okay or is this not okay? And I feel like, you know what? We're going to have different views on this, He Yang. I think under certain circumstances, depending on where this money goes, it is okay. If it's going to preserve the beauty of this area, I think it's okay. I don't want it to turn into Nanlo Gusheng, which is just nobody can enjoy any beauty when you're constantly in traffic. So I think there's some upsides to this, personally.
I think I tend to agree with Ryan on this one, because I really, really, really hate big crowds. Although it's not legitimately a scenic spot, you cannot deny that the scenery is very beautiful, and a lot of people are attracted to that place for the scenery. So if people keep flocking to that site, and it becomes a bona fide scenic spot, even though it's not called that, you should treat it that way to some extent. On the other hand, I can also understand the logic that it's not a scenic spot, it's just an open road. Why do people have to pay, you know, because government should be able to handle this kind of stuff. And the people who drive, they already have plenty of problems to worry about, and they should not worry about extra fees. So I can see it from both sides.
Yeah, Liu Yan, you have your butt on both sides, and that is not fair, you know?
So, you do that sometimes, though, He Yang.
I'm the host, okay? I can do whatever I want. But here, I will just say, Ryan, I totally disagree with you. No, let's have a fight now. So, yeah, like this, we have to look at this with clear definitions. This is a public road. Don't the word public mean anything to you? And further, those people who pass this road on driving whatever vehicle, they all need to pay a so-called admission fee. It sounds like a toll fee, 过路费, but when it's not, these people, they are just passing by and they still need to give money to the local government. I don't think that's legit at all.
Well, imagine you're living there. According to reports, public reports in 2014, the road attracted 223,000 tourists, of which of the locals, it was only 12.5%. Now, if I was living there and I had to deal with a bunch of tourists coming through, that'd be really annoying. So I think, first of all, if this is the only road and it's very unnecessary road for some locals, they should get that preferential treatment where it's free for them. But for tourists, so that these people can go about their daily lives and commute or do things in their community, I think it's okay to help monitor and keep the level of tourists coming through at a reasonable level. 87.5% of the people that were driving that road in 2014, out of that number, were tourists, He Yang.
Yeah.
Actually, what about the, what was the number, 85%? What about the 15% of people that were just passersby? Now they need to pay too? It's not fair.
No. I think it's relatively easy to judge whether you're just passing by because that's your only choice, uh-huh, or whether you're going through there because you want to stop and enjoy the scenery. So how about treating these two different groups differently.
Well, that's one suggestion, but that's not happening right now.
Imagine if I lived in this community, I need to go to work, and this is how I get to work, and all these people are driving really slow because they just want to enjoy the scenery. How annoying would that be? I mean, sure, this is a tourist spot, but for some, it's home. So you're making their lives, 87.5% of these people were tourists, you're making these people's lives pretty, maybe harder. And the fact that the local government had decided this, maybe this is a repercussion because people are kind of not happy with all the congestion that's happening from these tourists.
Okay, then the government can spot the problem and find out a suitable solution, and that should not be just levying a toll fee on everyone that passes by. I have major criticism to the local government as how they're going at this problem. I think that is something very dubious here going on.
Yeah.
As apparently the local government has said, the county government has said, after public hearing, we've done this properly with public participation. Now there is going to be an admission charge on everyone who passes on that road, when actually the regulation says it's only the provincial government that has to work with other agencies related can have this power to make the decision. So, I mean, we need to follow the procedure and follow the regulation. And further, there should be transparency with where does this money go? Does it actually help the local people? Like Ryan said, if you're living there.
I will agree with Hoyoung. I do think
minor
point, guys. Don't get too excited, Team Hoyoung fans out there. But I think that there does need to be transparency with where this money is going, because it shouldn't be going into the pocket of anyone that deserves it. It should either be going back to the community to make up for these kind of traffic jams they're seeing, or I think even to preserving the beauty, like the Nature Service of China, so that in other places, more expensive roads can be built so that nature can be preserved, because there's so much beauty in China. And so if this money can help and preserve it, why not?
I do think He Yang's complaints are legitimate, especially when it comes to the fact that a lot of people probably haven't been given the choice, although the local government keeps saying, you know, we have been through a proper procedure. So I think, like He Yang kept saying, transparency is the key word. At least you have to make it very public so everybody knows this is happening, and everybody should be able to have a say first, and then we'll see how things should go from there.
Yeah, Liu Yan, you're saying all the right things. And Liu Yan, you're very sneaky. I think you're making sure that the friendship between you and Ryan and the friendship between you and me will, you know, prosper after this show, as he's saying all the right things and not getting either of us.
You got caught red-handed doing that with me and Lo Yu the other day, so don't want to hear it.
Yay!
The winner is Liu Yan. And yeah, I just have to say, with this kind of decision, and with the local population that lives there, there is the possibility of having direct democracy. As, you know, in ancient Greece, like when everybody has a vote to these local decisions, I think that is very good for self-autonomy in these smaller places. And further, this is something that affects a lot of people who live there, and there needs to be information that's available for them, and them to participate in a decision like this would make everybody happier, I think. And Ryan, you have something to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to get your opinion on the cherry blossom incident at Wuhan University. See if we agree on that one. So visitors flocked
today, Ryan.
visitors flocked to Wuhan University campus to view cherry blossoms in the spring season every year. And the university, apparently there was a lot of people coming to see these beautiful cherry blossoms. The university had to come up with something to do kind of a crowd control. So they charged visitors, and I think it was around 20 RMB to, or 10 RMB when it first started. And it's moved up to 20 yuan now in 2015. So in 2013, it started at 10. Now it's 20. I guess 10 wasn't working and even dissuading people from coming to a campus. But imagine you go to that school and you wake up in the morning and, God, you're late for class, Hoyoung, you slept in, oops. But you're running the class
and student.
All of a sudden there's just these crowds of people stopping every 5 seconds to take pictures. You're telling me you wouldn't be like, oh, get out of my way once in a while and find that very annoying.
Yeah, that is kind of annoying behavior. I can totally see that. But levying a fee on everyone that comes into campus? No way! That is capitalism invading the campus. That is capitalism invading that grassland road in Zhangbei. That I will not agree with.
What if this money went to decreasing tuition for students?
Oh, good one. Ooh.
If it's for a good cause, if it's for charity, I can rethink. But here again goes back to my earlier argument of transparency. If you don't make sure that the profit goes to the people in need, and in the Zhangbei story, goes to the local traffic or road maintenance or, you know, those legitimate reasons, and if it's being pocketed or goes to the local, I don't know, the government's coffer, then that's a different story. And
totally
that is
agree.
Something I wouldn't agree with.
Right. And also, personally, I think the amount of money being paid or being collected is an issue as well. Because for that campus story, it used to be only 10 yuan, and then it was raised to 20 yuan. But still, not a big deal. But for this grassland road in Zhangbei, it's supposed to be 50 yuan at the very beginning, and
Whoa.
It will only go up. So I think for most people, 50 yuan is still, you know, some money. It's not like 10 or 20. So you would naturally think, do I want to pay this? But if it's just 10, you probably would go, oh, it's not a big deal. I'll just save this hassle.
Okay. I think the amount, I think charge or not, that it is a
principal
right
issue.
Or wrong
right.
principal issue. And the amount, I mean, with 50 yuan, that is almost as expensive, if not more expensive, of the toll fee on highways.
Exactly.
That is not, doesn't sound right. Ryan.
I would say I agree with you guys only if, under the circumstance, if they are transparent later on in this issue and they say, hey, this is how much it costs to maintain roads, 120% taxpayers' money is that extra 20% is going to go to do this, this, and this for the community. Once those kind of plans are set in motion, then, and I feel like then it's justified, but still keep in mind that this road, this area belongs to the community. They're trying to protect certain things about it. And I think I agree with you. There needs to be transparency here, but it could be a good thing if there is transparency and it's going back to the community.
All right. And there's too many ifs, so I still think it's a bad idea, Ryan. We agree to disagree, and that is the beauty of Roundtable. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, Hoyoung, Ryan, and Liu Yan. Yes.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that you should agree to disagree more often so that listeners could get to hear you guys do more often. Yeah.